Good evening. If you would take your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, Mark, I apologize. I went a chapter or so ahead of you here, and it was only the Lord's leading. So, Luke chapter 10, if you would please. A little unusual request, but when I read the Word of God, I like to ask if you would, if you're able, stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. Luke chapter 10, just a few verses here, beginning in verse number 38. I'll be reading from the King James Version, and we'll pick up in verse number 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he, being Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she should help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Heavenly Father, we pray the words of the psalmist, open thou our eyes that we may behold wonderful things out of your law, and help us to do what it is that you command us to do tonight. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So our brother Eric was speaking to us on Sunday. He was about halfway through the message, and he was talking about where we find our significance. And you know that still small voice when the Lord just speaks to you and you know what he's saying. And he brought this passage to my mind, and as I began to read this week, it became clear that these are just a few thoughts I want to share with you. We've got, an hour before we had? No, I'm just kidding. I pray that we'll be able to get done. I normally can't get through an introduction in 15 minutes. But as we approach the holiday season, as we approach wrapping up what we talked about on Sunday as far as where our significance is, the Lord just impressed these truths about where our priorities are. And maybe that we need a refocusing before we go into this holiday season, before maybe we go into this weekend. And I don't know where this is going to find you, but we trust the Holy Spirit to apply it to our hearts and minds. We find verse number 38, let's just walk through here, as we talk about taking our shoes off and setting a spell. Take your shoes off and set a spell, an old country term, but I think something that it bears repeating here as we consider these passages before us tonight. Verse 38, it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. We know it was Bethany, where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Let's contrast these two, if you would. Let's look at the contrast tonight. Mary and Martha, sisters. We find Mary and Martha doing the same thing when Jesus gets there. They both were serving. If you'll notice, Martha said, you know, she's left her serving. Help her, tell her to come back and help me out. So they both were serving, but when Jesus came, we find Mary sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his word. We find Martha, who's out and about. She's working. She's preparing meals. She's getting ready. I mean, Jesus is here. Other portions of the gospel, we find that Jesus frequented their home quite frequently. When he was coming through on ministry, he would stop and spend time there in their home. I don't necessarily know that the author here, that Dr. Luke, is wanting to point out personality differences more so than he is priorities. And I think that's where our application lies tonight. Let's look at Martha's condition and her complaint. So Mary's sitting at Jesus' feet, but look at verse number 40. It says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. Cumbered. Some of your translations may have the word distracted, but the word cumbered literally means to draw about or to draw around. It could be adequately translated as drug around. She was cumbered about much serving. Now, the serving wasn't bad. And it's not condemned in the Scriptures. And we all know that Martha gets a bad rap, right? Mary's lifted up and Martha's put down. Okay? And that's typically the way that is. But if you'll notice, in other gospel accounts, we find Martha typically as the one serving. Simon the leper. Jesus comes back later on, and I think it's in John chapter 12. And we find Mary and Martha both there, and Martha's serving. She's helping with the meal. Not even her place, but she's there working. She was a servant. And both places in the Christian church, both of devotion and of service, they're both needed. They're both important. But Martha's running around, and she's cumbered about. She's distracted about much serving. And ladies, you know how it is. You're getting ready for something. Unexpected guest comes. You don't have enough. Or maybe you forgot something. But think about it being a really important guest. Okay? The creator of the universe. Okay? Coming to see you. And maybe she knew he was coming. Maybe she didn't. But she's one thing leads to another. And she's going here and here. One of the translations, and I thought it was interesting, if you're not a Greek scholar, Kenneth Wiest has a great translation. It's called an expanded translation on the New Testament. And he takes the Greek words, the force of the verbs, the action of the verbs, and he puts it into a flowing translation, which I really like to read. It's great after you've studied a passage to come to this. And if you're not a Greek scholar, don't pick it up, don't look at it, but I need it. So I want to read this to you in the expanded translation by Kenneth Wiest. And just a couple of verses here. It says, "Now as they were going on their way, he himself entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who also, having seated herself beside the Lord's feet, was listening to his word." Now pay attention here. "But Martha was going around in circles." Okay? We can relate with that. "Martha was going around in circles, overoccupied with preparing the meal." Much serving. Verse number 40. "And she came to him." Well, we get that. She's off serving. She's doing this. She's doing that. She's going from the kitchen to the dining room. She's doing this. She's doing that. "And she came to him." But listen how Kenneth Wiest translates this, because we miss this part in our English translation. "Martha was going around in circles, overoccupied with preparing the meal. And bursting in upon Jesus, she assumed a stance over him and said." So I want to check this guy out, okay? So I got out my Strong's Concordance and looked it up. And sure enough, this verb for coming to him is an abrupt word. It means kind of exploding in. We've all seen it, you know, where you run in and you come upon somebody. But Jesus is sitting there, okay? And so Martha comes in and she's almost like taking, I mean, he's the teacher, he's the rabbi, he's the honored one. But she comes in and she's, "Lord," you know, and there she is. And I thought that was interesting. Martha's distracted, all these things are going on, but look at Jesus' response to her. I love this. "And Jesus answered and said unto her," but first, I'm getting ahead of myself here. "He came in, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Tell her that she should help me.'" I mean, that's what he's saying. That's what she's saying to him. I mean, she's almost rebuking the Lord. She's telling him what to do. Wow. Anybody ever been there before? I mean, we can get stressed, right? And speaking of holidays and special gatherings and meetings, it doesn't take much. One thing leads to another, and we get going, and we get going, we get going. And that's where we find Martha. She's consumed with the serving. She's overburdened. She bursts in, and she's complaining about her sister. "Look at what she's doing. She's left me to do all this by herself. She's left me to serve alone. Tell her to help me out. Tell her to do this." And look at Jesus' response. He talks about the credible choice. He said, "Martha, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful." Careful, that's an inner problem. It's an anxiousness. It's what the Lord said in Matthew 6, "Take no thought." It's being anxious. It's being letting things get to you. Okay? Troubled is distracted. pulled away. He says, you're careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen the good part. Mary's chosen the good part. Notice the contrast. Many things Martha was involved in. Mary has one thing. Question for you. Where are you at? In a church this size, it takes a lot of people doing a lot of things to make things happen. You probably wear 2, 3, 4 hats, right? Do you find yourself in Martha's spot? Do you find yourself distracted? Do you find yourself maybe looking at what others are doing or not doing? It's okay to go to the Lord and to tell Him. Notice He didn't rebuke her. He welcomed her. He came for the purpose of fellowship with her. We forget that what He wants is to be with us. To the church He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you'll open, let me come in. We'll sup together. We'll be together. He wants to be with us. He wants to be in relationship with us. And you know, we can go complain to Him. We can go share whatever's on our heart. But He's going to be honest with us. And notice what He shared with Mary, or with Martha. You're distroubled. You're distracted with many things. But look at your sister. One thing is needful. And she's chosen the good part. One thing. Martha, one dish would be fine. Just come be with me. Just come sit with me. Notice what He says about that good part. And we'll look at a couple of verses here before we close. Mary's chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Literally, it won't be snatched away from her quickly. That's the same word that was used when Peter tried to cut off Malchus's ear. It was a very hasty, very quickly severing. Jesus said, the good part of spending time at my feet in fellowship with me won't be pulled apart from you. It won't be taken away easily. It's that cultivation of that time with Him, that communion with the Lord Jesus, when we get on our knees before Him, when we open God's Word, when we read, when we listen, when we hear His voice, that's what we were made to do. That's what eternal life is all about. Amen? Is to know Him. Jesus defined eternal life that way. And that's that good part. Paul says, this one thing, that I may know Him. And the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. He said, this is what I strive for, is to know Him. He said, everything else I counted as rubbish, but I want to know Him. And that's what Jesus said Mary had chosen was the good part. It was the credible choice. But we know that because of this, beloved, Mary had a clear understanding. She had a clear understanding. We know that it was Mary that was the one at Simon the leper's house over in John 12 that was the quiet one. But she came and she broke that alabaster box open with that very costly perfume. And she poured it on His feet and upon His head and she wiped it with her hair. We don't hear her saying anything, but she had a keen insight into what the Lord Jesus Christ was there for and what He was going to do. See, when we spend time with Him in His Word and when we love Him, when we sit at His feet, He reveals things to us. He said, He who has my commands and keeps them, John wrote, He's the one that loves me. The one that loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and we will come to him and what? And manifest ourselves to him. Amen. Brother Ronnie spoke on that just a few weeks ago. And see, Mary had a keen insight because she spent time at the Lord's feet. Well, what does this have to do with us? How does this apply to us? Well, I think, first of all, we need to assess, are we choosing the good part? Are we spending time at the Lord's feet? Is our daily time in our prayer closets and in His Word top priority? He didn't rebuke Martha for serving. He didn't get on to her for preparing a great meal or doing a lot of things. He just said, there's so many things that are dragging you about. Focus on the good part. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. That one thing, the one thing that Paul said, that I count everything at loss, but knowing Him. So maybe that finds you in a place where maybe your time with the Lord is grown stale. Maybe you're not spending the time you need to. Well, why don't tonight, when we leave this place, you go home and you recommit yourself to the Lord. You ask Him to help you. Maybe you've got so much going on, you don't know, I can't get another minute in my day. Ask the Lord to help you. But I'll tell you this. Worship and communion always comes before service. Amen? And if those things are put in proper order, that's when the Lord moves. That's when a love comes forth. And as we work and as we move in the power of His Spirit, that's when the Lord uses us. It's not about just what we do, but He wants us to love Him first and foremost. He wants us to be at His feet. And from that will come the service. From that will come all that He wants to do through us. And maybe that's what's lacking in our church and our fellowships to bring the revival that we need. Maybe it's as simple coming back and just getting before the Lord and dusting off the book and staying before Him. So much more can be done in the power of the Spirit than in the power of the flesh. Mary chose the good part. And He said, that won't be taken from her. It's the needful thing. Let's surrender ourselves afresh and anew to being before Him. Okay, to taking our shoes off, if you will. To setting a spell and recognizing that He died. He gave His life to bring us to Himself so that we could have that communion. Let's pray. Father, You tell us in Your Word that all Scripture is God-breathed and it's given not only for our doctrine, for our reproof, for our correction, but for instruction in righteousness. And I pray, Father, that You would help us if we're erring in any way and allowing doing and serving to be above our simple devotion to You, that You'll help us, Father, to lay aside the things that we're doing and first and foremost, be with You and to love You. Thank You for this portion of Scripture, for what we learn about what's precious to You, and that's being with us in intimate communion and in fellowship. Pray for my brothers and sisters. Encourage their hearts. I pray that even tonight that we'd have sweet fellowship as we spend time with You wherever that might be. We thank You now and ask that You'd bless us as we depart in peace. For it's in Christ's name we pray.